WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For the last few days, media news has been dominated by the high-stakes face-off between Time Warner and Disney, two corporate media giants whose new feud has removed ABC signals from several Time Warner cable systems. But TV critic David Bianculli insists the real story and the real power is somewhere else with Regis Philbin.
Last summer, when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire premiered on the Disney-owned ABC as a limited-run summer tryout series, host Regis Philbin was as stunned as everybody else when the show's first national ratings were released. In typical Regis fashion, he barked, "We're gonna save ABC!" He was joking then, but he turned out to be right. Millionaire, adapted from a hit British quiz show of the same name, grabbed unusually large audiences for a summer series. When ABC renewed the show as a limited series for the fall, it drew even bigger ratings. And when ABC scheduled it as a weekly show, airing three times a week, sometimes more, Millionaire kept growing and growing and growing. It's hard to know how long the Millionaire phenomenon, and it is a phenomenon, will last. The last time a quiz show was a hit in primetime, back in the days of the $64,000 question in the late 50s, the quiz show scandal put an end to the genre before it was allowed to run its natural course. But if you look at the durability of certain quiz shows in syndication, like Jeopardy, which has been on the air since the Paleolithic era, there's no telling how long it might last. Two things are really incredible and important about Millionaire. One is that it's achieved something that was presumed to be impossible in this modern internet multi-TV set age. It's gotten different generations of viewers to sit around the same TV set watching the same show, the way we used to watch TV 50 years ago. And the other amazing thing is that Millionaire works wherever ABC sticks it, no matter what day, at what hour, and against what competition. In the history of television, this has never happened before. On Sunday, ABC put Millionaire against the powerhouse CBS News magazine 60 Minutes for the first time, and beat 60 Minutes handily. Later this month, ABC is putting Millionaire against ER. And this week, Millionaire is upping the ante by presenting its first-ever celebrity edition. It makes an enjoyable show even more fun, and it's clear that the celebrities themselves are as familiar with the game as everyone else. Like Dana Carvey, for instance, who imitated Regis to provide the bogus introduction to Monday's kickoff celebrity show.
Join us from New York for night 3,284 of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
When celebrity contestants take the hot seat, they're a little less respectful of Regis, which also is a blast to watch. Here's David Duchovny of The X-Files, midway through a run that got him to the $250,000 level before he guessed incorrectly and walked away with $32,000 for charity.
Nine away from a million for $4,000, take a look. Tom Hanks's Oscar acceptance speech for Philadelphia was the inspiration for what movie? The Opposite of Sex, Mr. Holland's Opus, In and Out, Music of the Heart.
That music is really bugging me. Can you turn it off?
No.
That'd be C, In and Out.
In and Out?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Huh? Yeah, it's my final answer.
Mulder getting hot. Mulder right again for $4,000.
So what's next for ABC on the quiz show front? The producer of Millionaire is going back to England for more inspiration and is tapping another BBC quiz show. This one is called Mastermind and is as far from Millionaire as you can get. There are no lifelines, no multiple choice, and no easy questions. Contestants select an area of expertise, then are hit with questions about that subject and then a round of more general ones. The rounds last 2 minutes, and whoever answers the most questions correctly wins. For the U.S. version, which will arrive this summer, no host has yet been chosen. In England, the same host, Magnus Magnusson, has been firing off the tough questions for more than 2 decades. British installments of Mastermind can be seen on occasion on cable's BBC America. Here's a quick taste of what may turn out to be the next big thing among American quiz shows.
Your name, please?
Kevin Ashman.
Occupation?
Civil servant.
In the first round, you took Martin Luther King. In the semi-final, you took the history of Western movies. What is your chosen subject this time?
The Zulu War.
Kevin Ashman, you have 2 minutes on the Zulu War. starting. Now, who was the Zulu king when the war broke out in 1879?
Cetshwayo.
Correct. In 1878, who was the new Secretary of State for the colonies who believed war could be averted by peaceful settlement?
Hicks Beach.
Correct. Who was an overall commander of the British forces which invaded Zululand?
Chelmsford.
Is right. Where southwest of Rorke's Drift were Chelmsford's headquarters by early January 1879?
Help McCarr.
Correct.
Will a show this smart catch on? I don't have a final answer. All I know is, when it comes to the makers of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, betting against them doesn't seem very intelligent at all.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.